From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Polling day in Barbados and there are a few minor hitches. The Commonwealth Secretary General goes to Washington for talks with the IMF and World Bank. And a report just published says developing countries are losing out to Eastern Europe. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The polls on this election day in Barbados closed just under an hour ago. And although the election was incident-free, there were some minor hitches. From Bridgetown, Sandra Baptiste reports.
As Barbadians queued up to cast their ballots for a new government, some of them found that they were not on the voters' list, and quite a few others turned up at the wrong polling station. The Electoral and Boundaries Commission moved quickly to tackle the situation, setting up three special election centres across the island to deal with the problems. Campaign manager of the ruling Democratic Labour Party, Peter Morgan, told Caribbean Report there were a surprising number of people not on the voters' list. The Barbados Labour Party has also complained about this problem, and in addition, the National Democratic Party voiced concern that some of the polling stations were not clearly marked. It's difficult to assess what the level of voter turnout is likely to be overall, since reports in the early morning period were of a light voter turnout in some areas, with a trickle of voters in some rural areas and on the west coast. But later in the day, there was steady voting at many of the 288 polling stations across the island. There have been no incidents reported on polling day. When the polls opened, the sky was overcast, and this was followed by intermittent showers, which later gave way to blue skies and brilliant sunshine for the most part. Shortly before 6 o'clock, Anglican Bishop Drexel Gomez appealed to Barbadians to take their right to vote seriously and elect a government which stood for Christian principles.
Which group of persons offering themselves for election are serious about ordering the affairs of Barbados in such a manner that we would give glory and praise to God in everything that we do?
And Barbadians were reminded by radio announcers of the rules to be followed on election day.
So remember, no alcohol should be served or sold between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on election day.
As voters lined up to choose who will occupy the 28 seats in Parliament, DLP leader Erskine Sandiford was expressing confidence that the DLP under his administration would get a second term in office.
I am hoping for a comfortable majority, and that is what I would expect.
Barbados Labour Party leader Henry Ford was also quite optimistic and emphatic about his party's position.
We are a party that does not look to any coalition. We are expecting that the electorate of Barbados will give us a clear majority to get on with the job of getting Barbados back on track.
The leader of the National Democratic Party, Dr. Richie Haynes, who broke away from the DLP in 1989 to form his own party, is expecting a keen contest for his seat.
I've always had to fight for my seat, and the fight will continue and we'll win.
The NDP was one of the parties concerned about a possible low voter turnout, but former Prime Minister Bernard St. John, who lost his seat in the 1986 elections, is not worried about this.
Although the turnout at meetings was not as great as formerly, I still think there's a lot of voter interest, and I believe that they will respond. It seems as though the Barbadians had made up their mind for some time of what they would do, and they didn't find it necessary to go to be persuaded.
And Mr. St. John is confident that he will be back in Parliament.
I believe that the constituency that I'm running in will return a Barbados Labour Party candidate in the shape of myself, and I believe the majority will be comfortable.
The polls close at 6 o'clock, and counting of the ballots is expected to begin around 8 o'clock. 191,000 persons are eligible to vote. 91 candidates, including 7 independents and 11 women, are contesting this election. In the last parliament, the DLP had 20 seats, the NDP 4, and the BLP 3. Sandra Baptiste in Bridgetown for the BBC Caribbean Report.
Well, Caribbean Report contacted a senior spokesman for the Electoral and Boundaries Commission for a response to those complaints about the voters' lists and badly marked polling stations. The spokesman said he believed the problem was minuscule, as only a small number of voters were involved. who said it was likely that those affected were either people who had moved to another district without notifying the commission, or people who were out of the island during enumeration. He added that overall, the commission was very satisfied with the way polling has gone, and that he had visited several polling stations and was impressed by their efficiency. The Commonwealth Secretary-General, Chief Yumika Anyaoku, leaves London tomorrow for a week of talks at the IMF and World Bank. It's the Secretary-General's first official visit to Washington since taking up his post last July. Chief Anyaoku will discuss matters of mutual interest, but he told me that high on the agenda will be the impact of the Gulf War on Commonwealth developing countries.
I would be pushing for the softening of the terms and the speed with which some of the relief measures are made available.